Tom was at school. Frau Bauer was out praying, said Mary. It was some kind of Catholic bean feast, Assumption, Ascension, prayer and repentance. Mary had lost count. Magnus was supposed to be at the American Embassy. The new committee had just started meeting, and she wasn't expecting him back till late. She was bang in the middle of gluing, when suddenly, without her hearing a sound, she saw him standing in the doorway. God knows how long he'd been there, looking very pleased with himself, and watching her the way he liked to.
"How was that, dear? Watched you
how?" Brotherhood cut in. Mary had surprised herself. She faltered.
"Superior, somehow. Pained superiority. Jack, don't make me hate him, please."
"All right. He's watching you," said Brotherhood. "He is watching her, and when she catches sight of him, he bursts out laughing and shuts her mouth with passionate kisses, doing his Fred Astaire number. Then it's upstairs for a full and frank exchange of views, as he calls it. They make love. He hauls her to the bath, washes her, hauls her out and dries her. And 20 minutes later, Mary and Magnus are bounding across the little park on the top of Dobling, like the happy couple they nearly are, past the sandpits and the climbing frame that Tom is too big for, past the elephant cage where Tom kicks his football, down the hill towards the Restaurant Tehran, which is their improbable pub, because Magnus so adores the black-and-white videos of Arab romances they play for you with the sound down while you eat your couscous and drink your Kaltara. At the table, he holds her arm fiercely, and she can feel his excitement racing through her like a charge, as if having her has made him want her more.
"Let's get away, Mabs. Let's really get away. Let's live life for a change instead of acting it. Let's take Tom and all our mid-tour leave and bugger off for the whole of the summer. You'll paint, I'll write my book, and we'll make love until we fall apart."
Mary says, "Where to?" Magnus says, "Who cares? I'll go to the travel agent on the ring tomorrow." Mary says, "What about the new committee?" He is holding her hand inside his own, touching it with his fingertips into little peaks, and she is going mad for him again, which is what he likes.
"The new committee, Mary," Magnus pronounces, "is the most stupid bloody charade I've been mixed up in. And believe me, I've seen a few. All it is, it's a talking shop to goose up the firm's ego and allow them to tell whoever will listen to them that we're hugger-mugger in bed with the Americans. Lederer can't possibly imagine we're going to unveil our networks to him. And as for Lederer, he wouldn't tell me the name of his tailor, let alone his agents, assuming he's got either, which I doubt."
Brotherhood again. "Did he tell you why Lederer mightn't be inclined to talk to him?"
"No," said Mary.